This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Congressman Mo Brooks made it clear just how he feels about President Trump's public berating of Attorney General Jeff Sessions over the last several days. Brooks called it public waterboarding. Until recently, Brooks's campaign for U.S. Senate has centered on playing up his loyalty to President Trump. But the president's intensifying attacks on Sessions have led Brooks to make a choice. WBHM's Gigi Duban talked with Brooks about why he chose Sessions.
I know Jeff Sessions very well. He's a man of integrity. He's a man of honor. He's diligent. He's intelligent. He does the right thing.
And so with all of this respect and admiration that you have, and you have a history with Attorney General Sessions, what was your immediate reaction when President Trump first began criticizing him?
Well, the first reaction, quite frankly, was rather mild. That's when Donald Trump publicly talked about, I wish Jeff Sessions had not recused himself or told me and I would not have hired him. I was a little bit disappointed that it came out that way, because normally you do not publicly criticize a subordinate employee, but that seems to be the way in which President Trump operates, so it was not that much of a surprise. Things became more troubling, though, when President Trump described Jeff Sessions as beleaguered. That's what he did on Sunday. That's generally the kind of language you use for a person whose hold on his job is rather tenuous. And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, with descriptions of Jeff Sessions being very weak, concluding with the president describing Jeff Sessions as being self-centered. And that when the rallies were taking place in the state of Alabama on behalf of then Donald Trump, the candidate, that according to President Trump, Jeff Sessions' motivation was to be in the front of those big crowds. And I know that Jeff Sessions is not that way, that Jeff Sessions' motivation was to support Donald Trump so that Donald Trump could be president, because in Jeff Sessions' mind, Donald Trump stood on policy positions that were consistent with Jeff Sessions on border security, on fair trade, on deficit and debt. And I know that Jeff Sessions did not endorse Donald Trump for president because he wanted to be in front of a big crowd.
Well, Congressman Brooks, it's interesting that your support of President Trump has been sort of a cornerstone of your campaign for U.S. Senate. Do you feel as if you've been forced to choose sides at this point?
Well, to some degree. So I've been supportive of President Trump's agenda on the one hand, longtime friend, ally, and supporter of Jeff Sessions on the other hand. And I very much regret that President Trump made these public comments about Jeff Sessions. I would have much preferred that if President Trump had a disagreement with Jeff Sessions, that it be those disagreements be aired behind closed doors, not in front of the public, where in effect you're disparaging one of Alabama's best.
President Trump has had tremendous support among Alabama voters, and so has Attorney General Sessions. And so I'm wondering, how risky is it as the Senate primary nears to stand with Attorney General Sessions? Do you risk alienating those voters who unconditionally support the president?
There is always that risk. And quite frankly, the people of Alabama are torn. We love Jeff Sessions. He has done a great job. Jeff Sessions was instrumental in Donald Trump gaining the gravitas that helped him become president of the United States. On the other hand, the people of Alabama are very thankful that President Trump beat Hillary Clinton, and so we're torn. And yes, I had advisors that said, Mo, don't support Jeff Sessions in this election setting that you're in, because there are a lot of President Trump supporters who might get mad at you if you support Jeff Sessions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more than willing to take the consequences, whatever they may be. When I stand with a friend, I stand with him, come hell or high water. And under these circumstances, I know that Jeff Sessions is being unfairly and inaccurately portrayed. And what kind of friend would I be if I did not do what I could to try to help restore whatever loss of prestige there's been to Jeff Sessions' reputation because of what I believe are inappropriate and inaccurate characterizations of Jeff Sessions.
That's WBHM's Gigi Duban speaking with Congressman Mo Brooks.